From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Patients who visit a hospital that is part of their health insurance plan don't have to worry about receiving surprise bills anymore. Reporter Sally Schilling explains California's law prohibiting such bills took effect July 1st.
Before the law was enacted, you could go to a hospital covered under your insurance and wind up being charged for being seen by an out-of-network doctor. Tam Ma is with the advocacy group Health Access.
Oftentimes, these doctors are like anesthesiologists or radiologists, pathologists, you know, doctors that you don't ever really get to choose or even may not even meet. And so that's a situation that's very unfair to consumers.
Under the new law, patients can only be charged their regular deductibles or copays for visiting a hospital covered by their insurance. Many doctors opposed the measure, saying it will drive their payments down. New York, Connecticut, Florida, and Illinois have similar laws. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.
Reports of hate crimes are up in California. A report from the state attorney general's office Monday found a more than 10% increase in the incidents reported by local law enforcement agencies in 2016. Hate crimes directed at Black people remain the most numerous at about 250 reported incidents. That's down from almost 500 a decade ago, but 20 more than the year before. Stanislaus State criminal justice professor Phyllis Gesterfeld says the numbers should be taken with a grain of salt.
All the evidence indicates, and every study I've seen indicates, that hate crimes are very badly underreported. Most people estimate far less than a third of hate crimes are reported.
She also says it's hard to know if the number of hate crimes has increased or whether more people are reporting them. You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Remember, you can always drop us a line at listener@krcb.org and download our mobile app to hear your favorite programming anywhere, anytime. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.